Thanks for contacting customer support. Maya speaking. How may I assist you?
Well, it's been over a month now. I was supposed to have my money back. I spoke to somebody a week
May I
and a
have
half
your zip
ago.
code?
07753.
First and last name.
Michelle Perry.
07753.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I don't see an account here with you.
Yeah, no, they had a problem doing it last time, but they found it.
What's your last name?
I have a reference number. You want to try that again?
Your order ID? What is it?
I have a reference number.
What is
It's
it?
2205140006094.
No, ma'am. What's your last name?
Perry.
You say your first name was
Michelle, Michelle.
I have an account here for you. And you stated you called in and canceled and they supposed to be sending you a refund.
The day that I did it, I didn't know that he had to get this meal plan thing. I was supposed to get this oven thing. Really? I was supposed to get this oven thing, and I didn't see that it said it comes with a meal plan. I wasn't paying $60. It was $58 and change. Okay. So the day that I called, they said, okay, no problem. We canceled it, and we'll be refunding your money. Well, that was well over a month ago.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the notation and I don't see where you called in. And I say that because, like, you just called in and my name automatically pops up on your notes as Maya answered call for and your phone number. And I'm looking at your notation. This your first time calling in. This account isn't
it's
canceled.
Not, it's not. And I mean, they told me the last time I called, they said, oh, okay, well, they canceled it, but they didn't put the refund through. But I put it through, and you'll get your money in 3 to 5 days. Well, it's been over that, and I'm really getting agitated. I want my $60 back.
Yeah, as I stated, this is a third-party customer service center. We can only assist you as far as the company is allowing us. And there, you can cancel your subscription, but you didn't call in and cancel. The only one I can give you back is...
There's only one, and it's $58 and change.
Yeah, you didn't cancel within 7 days.
I did cancel. I canceled it the very day of. I don't want to hear that I just called, because if I just called just now, how would I have a reference number?
The reference number that you provided didn't pull up an account.
Well, that's the one that they gave me when I called. Then they gave me this other number. I don't know what that is. If you want that one.
Can you provide the cancellation number that they provided for you? Because
see?
Wait,
C9, listen, ma'am, I'm getting ready to tell you because I got to go to work.
I want to provide the one they have on file to make sure it's the right one, ma'am.
C92072.
I want to provide the one I have on file that they put in, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. Come on.
The one I have on file is C920811512.
Nope, that's not what I have.
Well,
I have C920.
Well, one second. Well, this can't be your account then. Because as I stated, it's not even notated that you called in. So maybe you
okay,
have
can
more
Can I
than
give
one
you the
account.
Cancellation number that I have?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. The cancellation number is not going to help me on my end. I have to work off my end. Is your email michelleperry21@gmail.com?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you were referring back from an account back in May, not June. Do you know you have two accounts?
I shouldn't have two accounts. I should only have one account.
Yes, ma'am.
I should only have one account because I only ordered something one time.
I'm trying
one
to assist
time.
You, ma'am. You're getting smart with me. I didn't even
okay,
have to tell you.
You know what? Thank you. Have a nice day.